when you say that you decided you were going to retire at the age of 62, that you weren't going to be get decrepit before you retire, what were your thoughts about what you wanted to do after you retired?
Well, I said that I was going to travel.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done too much of that because, well, financially, you know, they cost so much for everything. But every chance that I have to go on little trips, small trips, I go.
Mm-hmm. How has it felt to be retired?
Feels good. I don't have to get up early in the morning, rain or shine, and punch in a clock. And though sometimes it's a little bit lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes because I'm here, you know, by myself, which I don't like to be alone, you see. Sometimes it makes it a little hard. But if it gets where the walls are closing in, I get on my car and go to the town, go have a sandwich or a hot dog or something like that, and I walk around town, and then I come back home.
Are there Lockheed workers that you knew that still are working that retired that you spend your time with?
I have one lady.
Mm-hmm.
She lives here in Huntington. She retired recently, too. And I see her every now and then, but she's too busy, too. She's always busy with her family and doing things, you know,
mm-hmm.
So I don't bother her too much.
Because I noticed you had the retirees card. I wondered, did you go to any of those retirees' activities from the union?
No, they have this club. The mayor was telling me, he says, why don't you enroll in it? And they go to different places. They go to Vegas. They go to everywhere. But I haven't joined them.
Now, is he still working at Lockheed?
Yeah.
Now, what is his name?
Manuel.
Manuel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is he Anglo or Mexican?
Mexican.
Is that a problem in terms of you mentioned to me as I was leaving last time, people talking about you living together and not being married?
If there's a problem, well, people don't know my business here.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know anything around here.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know whether I'm married or not. But the people from work, I don't think that they know, because how can they know?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know the business. But even if they did, it wouldn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. But that's quite a change from the woman who first went to work at Lockheed in 1942, isn't it?
My daughter tells me, she says, Mom, he says, I'm going to write a book about you.
How would you see your life as having been changed by first going to work at Lockheed?
I don't know. It was changed, like I say, from day to night, because I'm not the person that I started when I first married Julio.
When do you think the changes occurred?
Well, they started when I first started working.
Mm-hmm.
They started a little bit, you know, and from then on it kept on going. Because after I quit the first time at Lockheed, I wasn't satisfied. I started looking for ways of getting out, going to work.
Mm-hmm.
See, and that before I had never had that thought of going out. Never had that thought. And here I was, so that's when when I married Frank Jones, then it was when my life completely turned. Because he taught me, Julio didn't teach me nothing. We never went anywhere. I did not even know where Palmdale was. They used to say Palmdale, there used to be properties up there for sale, and I used to say, gee, I wonder where Palmdale is. Boy, things that were probably cheap up there and all that. But when I married Frank Jones, that's one thing that I have to thank him for, because he really showed me a lot of things that I never would have known.
Mm-hmm.
Fishing and camping and going out and stuff like that. And we never drank with him because I didn't drink at that time and he didn't drink either.
Mm-hmm.
I used to drink when I was going out with Julio, you know, to parties and all that. But when I married Frank, he didn't go for that. So I didn't either, and it didn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one thing with me with liquor. That if I don't take it, it don't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
The liquor is here in the house all the time, but I don't drink it. I may, maybe if somebody comes to be sociable, that they want a beer or a little glass of wine, I'll say, well, I'll take a little bit. But that's about it now, because I don't care for it now. I don't know why. And with Frank, it was the same way. He didn't care for it, so it didn't bother me. I didn't care for it either.
Now, when you were married to Clifton, again, was it just the two of you that would do things, or did you do things?
No, just the two.
With Manuel, do you do things only the two of you, or do you have other friends?
Well, we, like when we go, no, we don't have friends either. We do it by myself. Though we usually, my daughter-in-law, you know, the one that, of my son's wife, that she remarried, and the husband that she married treats me very well. He treats me like as if I was his mother.
Mm-hmm.
He comes around, you know, grandma this, grandma that. And so we go out with them sometimes to their house, or we go camping sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Mayo gets along very well with him.
Did your children, you said one daughter married an Anglo.
Mm-hmm.
Did the other three children marry Anglos or Mexicans?
Mexicans. Yeah.
What was your feeling about, do they seem to have an identity of their own background? Did they retain that?
Yeah.
They started out speaking Spanish?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Julie, she married this Mexican boy that was after her before her father died. She married him, and she's still with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was your hopes for your daughters? Because here your life changed so differently. You started out so young, and in the home, and then your life did change so dramatically. What were your hopes for your own daughters?
Well, I was just hoping that they would have a happy life, you know, that they find a good man,
mm-hmm.
which my oldest daughter didn't.
Mm-hmm.
She's alone right now. She's been alone for several years.
Did you have any ideas about their education or work?
Well, I would have liked for them to have gotten a good education,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you know, I imagine that they're sorry that they didn't do it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have liked them to have gotten, like Mary Lou's daughter, she's got a young one, 15 years old, and she says, Grandma, she says, I wanna get a good education. She says, I wanna be a doctor. But she says, Grandma, I love to cook. She says, I just love to cook. He says, and I wanna be a cook too. I said, well, be a cook then. I said, take that up. And I said, cooks make a lot of money. She says, I would like to go to France to learn how to cook. And I said, well, maybe it could be done. I said, so. But she's very ambitious on doing something, because she says, I don't want to be like my mother. She says, see my mother working the way she does. She does housework and stuff like that. And to support herself, because she's got no other means. And so Wendy says, I don't like to see mother like that. She says, I like to do something so that I can do something for my mother.
And how about your other daughter? Does she work now?
Julie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she works in the nursery.
That's right.
Yeah, she's got seven children.
And your sons, the one died when he was 28, which would have been about when?
Let's see, about 12 years ago or so.
Mm. And how about the other one?
Well, the other one died in the early 50s.
Oh.
He died, I lost my husband, let's see, 51. Mary Lou got married in 1950, and 51 I went to work. I think that Julio died in the early 53, I think, and then Jerry died after that, about a year or so later.
Because he was quite young too.
Yeah.
How did he die?
In an accident.
An auto accident?
Hmm. Yeah, he was 26, 27.
Hmm.
And this other boy was 28. Yeah, they're pretty young.
Tell me, you've gone through so many changes in your own life, B. If you were a young woman starting out today, what do you think you would do?
I'd probably do it all over again.
You're so run away to get married.
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think that I would do that, because that was dumb to do a thing like that. But then, you know, when you're your kid, sometimes, I don't know, sometimes kids are dumb. They do dumb things. Oh, I don't know. If I had to live again, I think that I would try to get a good education, to be something, to improve myself in something.
You would have wanted to work? You would work?
I would have liked to have been some, like, say, for instance, a person that would make blueprints and draftmen or something like that. That's what I would like. Because when I was a kid, I always used to like to draw blueprints and stuff like that.
Hmm. Did you ever think after you took that class of trying to pursue that?
No, I never thought about it. You know, I was working there, and I just...
Hmm.
But I've always... I had always liked that, you know. Although sometimes now, you know, I'm in the telephone and I'm drawing a little picture and I'm putting measurements here and in the windows and stuff like that, you know. I still do things like that. When I'm in the telephone, I like to be drawing, doing something. But, yeah.
Well, for instance, with your embroidery, do you do your own drafting on it? No. Your own designs?
No, I buy them.
Are there other things like that that you learn through work that then you would bring into the home and do things at home, like with tools that you hadn't done before you were working?
No, I guess not.
Now, is there anything that you think you might do over again or do differently?
If I was to start all over again, well, I don't know. My daughter, she makes me laugh, and she tells me, "Gee, Ma, how do you do it?" She says, "Here I'm all alone, and here you've had four husbands." I said, "Well, I just don't like to be alone, that's all." She says, "Hello, what are you doing?" She says, "I'm going to write a book about you." He says, "Look how old you are now, and you're still going at it." I said, "Yep, that's right. And I'll still go as long as I'm living." I said, "If this one fails me, I'll find me another one."
Well, you'll have to start going to other places now that you're not working anymore and can't find it.
I'd like to find me a rich, well, not rich, but at least they'd have a little money. Little old man that be retired, they'd be like me, so I can go places with him. That's what I like to find. Because man ties me down.
Oh, he doesn't.
Yeah. Well, he's working. Mm-hmm. See, he's working. And I can't very well leave the house and go places and go there because he's here. You see, I feel that I should be here when he comes, you know, give him his food, stuff like that, you know. But it's not right. He's holding me down. I can't be tied down like that.
When's he
going to
retire?
He'd be quite a little ways. He's 50.
Mm-hmm.
He's 50. He's, now, if Regan makes it to 68, he'd have to be 68 till he'd be able to retire.
Well, maybe he'll have to find a different companion then.
I don't know.
What do you think about the kinds of changes and the opportunities women have today compared to when you were a young woman?
They have a lot of opportunities, a lot of changes. Before, women didn't have what there is now. And women never made the money that they make now, especially at Lockheed.
Mm-hmm.
At Lockheed, any woman, where you don't find it anywhere else, outside you can get a good paying job if you've got, you're trained for something, you know, high. But Lockheed, I always said that Lockheed is the highest paid place for women to make the money.
So you see, Lockheed is really having...
Women that don't have experience of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because where other place do you find a woman that makes $8, $9 just for living?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Outside you don't find any. You find a woman that make probably more, but they have to be trained, you know, mm-hmm. to have a better position, have something.
How do you feel about things like the women's movement and the Equal Rights Amendment, those sorts of things?
Well, some things I believe that are okay, but some I don't. I wouldn't want to lose my identity as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want a man to treat me like a man, to say, "You go dig bitches," because I dig them and you go dig them too. I wouldn't want that. See, a lot of other things, you know, that a woman can do, and it's good, but to lose your identity completely, I don't know, I just can't see mm-hmm. that.
What do you think are the good things about the women's movement?
Well, there's a lot of good things that have come out, because women are able to get into things that they weren't able to do before.
What sorts of
things? Well, say a lot of jobs where they weren't employing women.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in this going digging ditches, cement and all that. But these other places where they in offices and stuff like that, where they hire them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever feel that you were held back at Lockheed because you were a woman?
No.
How about because you were Mexican? Did you ever feel that was a problem?
I've never felt, you know, I don't felt that there's a person, you know, if he resented Mexicans, well, I'd just let them alone.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't take it all, you know, say that everybody was like that. I couldn't.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't feel from the standpoint of management that there was ever discrimination.
Mm-hmm. No, with management, I got along pretty well. I'm pretty outspoken, and I used to tell them how I felt, and I used to tell them, the way you feel, you tell me, so I'll know just how you feel. I said, don't give me none of this BSing deal, the pat on the back, and then turn around and talk about me. I said, that don't go with me.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me right now, you like me or not. If you don't, okay. But I used to have pretty well understanding with that.
How do you feel about issues like abortion and the Equal Rights Amendment? Do you have any feelings about that?
Well, I figured that if a woman wants a divorce, an abortion, sometimes it's best to have it, because if it's impossible, say for instance a young kid, 15 years or so, to have a child, what is that baby gonna do with a baby? See, I went through that. I know. She's tied down forever with a child.
Mm-hmm.
What's she going to do with it? And it's better to do it at the very beginning. Like I tell the girls, my granddaughters, I got a bunch of them. I tell them, nowadays, if you girls get into trouble, you get into trouble with your eyes wide open. I said, because there's a lot of things that girls can do so they will not get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I said, in my time, I said, there was nothing. Or at least we didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but now they come up with that. Because they want to.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever have considered an abortion as when you were young, like when you got pregnant with your second child and you were in that terrible situation with him and his family? And
well, in my second child, probably not, because I already had one.
Mm-hmm.
And I would figure, well, if I can take care of one, mm-hmm. I'll take care of two.
Mm-hmm.
But in the first one, maybe.
Mm-hmm. But at the time, you never would have thought of it.
No, I never would have thought of it. Because I was so young.
Mm-hmm.
So young myself.
Mm-hmm. What do you see for the future now, for yourself?
For the future, I don't see. I see the same thing coming, you know. Just live whatever time I got left. And pray to God that they give me good health. That's what I do every morning. Tell Him to give me good health so that I can drive on. And when the time comes that He needs me, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever it happens. Like a lot of people say, I don't like to get into airplanes. I don't like to get into the ocean. I don't know how to swim. I don't like to get into the ocean. I don't know this. I say, you know what? When I get into an airplane, when I get into a car, when I get into the least thing in my mind is that something's going to happen. I never think of things like that. I figured if it happens, if something happens to me, it's because my time is right there. I said, because when my time comes, it's going to be here in my living room, on my yard, on the car, wherever. I said, but it's going to come, and that's it. That's the way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I never go out and say, something's going to happen. If I go in a boat, that it might sink, or if I go in an airplane, that it might... That's them problems are out of my mind. I get on a car or boat or whatever and...
You do what you want. Let me ask you one last thing and see if there's anything you want to add. Is while you were working at Lockheed after you came back in '50 and you got more and more skill and you were doing better and better and
uh-huh.
moving on up,
uh-huh.
did you ever think of leaving and looking for a job somewhere else?
No, because I figured that I couldn't make the money that I was making at Lockheed
mm-hmm.
as a woman.
Mm-hmm. Do you think other women feel that way about Lockheed? Was there talk like that, that it was a good place for women to work?
I don't know. For me, it was.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was, because I got along okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed my work. And up to the last, you know, when I was older, that I needed more, I didn't have to work my fanny off, you know, when I was older.
Mm-hmm.
When I was older, my jobs kept getting easier for me, and I made more money. Because all these years that I was a lead person, I didn't have to break my neck to the hard work. Mm-hmm. It was mental,
mm-hmm.
the things I had to do and all that, but I didn't have to go and push rub the gun and all that. I didn't have to do any of that.
Besides taking that blueprint class, were there other sorts of training or classes that you took along the way during those years?
No. I took a little, I went to skin scratch school, that you learn how to remove scratches from the skins and all that. I think it's just nothing. And I took a hot dimpling machine.
Is it the company?
Mm-hmm. Hot dimpling machine was a machine that you would put the skins, they had the holes, and instead of countersinking the hole for the rivet, this machine would press down the hole and would like cave it in so that the rivet would be flush. That and a little thing, you know, that didn't amount to very much. But
over the years, each time you took on some new job or learned some new thing, how did you feel increasingly confident that you were going to be able to do this?
Yeah. I try to learn it good. I try to learn it good so that I could do it right.
How do you feel about yourself when you think back to that first day walking in down at Santa Fe and 7th?
Well, it's so many years ago, you know, that it's incredible. Just the way my life has been, you know. It's just like my daughter says, you could write a book on all the stuff.
Is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to talk about, or
I think I blabbed everything that I know. I think I told you everything.